Bed and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
One Night Stand presents music in the Morgan manner.
That familiar music of the trombone, introducing Russ Morgan and his orchestra, playing to you from that beautiful Biltmore Bowl at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, California. We'd like to come your way for about the next, 15 minutes to a half hour, depending how long you'd like to hang around. And if you care to join us during that time, why, just give a listen to Russ Morgan. Quite confidentially, just right at you. It's just one of those things, you know. Thank you. Oh, this is an interesting occupation. You stand here and you try to guess now, are they going to go one more chorus or aren't they? So, well, they decided to go one more, and coming up now, it's Flower of Dawn. Russ Morgan will lay down that trombone and do a little singing for you at the same time. Flower of Dawn. Morgan lays down that trombone again for just a minute during the next song, and he'd like to tell you you're nobody till somebody loves you.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing. You'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to
music of Russ Morgan and his orchestra coming to you in that beautiful Biltmore Bowl at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, California. And we'd like to start right in and say, Al Jennings, come on up here and let's have a little of Sioux City Sioux. Here's a song, the title of which just is modeled to fit the vocalist on this particular next number. lovely Betty Perry singing Personality.
What was it made her the toast of Perry? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet or Nero? In Pyrrhus or Jupiter? In Juno? You know. You know when Salome's danced and had the boys in trance. No doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Yes, indeed. Betty Perry and Personality.
Song that Russ claims for his very own, and just to prove it, he'd like to do the lyrics for you. In fact, it's all over but the crying.
Thank you.
up the dreaming, poor little dream that keeps trying to come true. It's all over but the crying, and I can't get over crying over you.
Morgan taking you live to 1946 at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles for a series of songs and that One Night Stand program. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Here we are at the Hotel Biltwell on a lovely evening at the Avocado Room high atop the Hotel Biltwell. We sit in the lovely Avocado Room playing the songs for you of the big band era. And we've been live on a radio show from the Biltmore. Now we're going to head down to the Marine Ballroom at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, July of 1941, and hear from Benny Goodman, Sid Catlett on drums, and we'll hear a few cuts from these band remotes, beginning with the first cut, Roll 'em.
Roll 'em. Thank you. listening pleasure, Mutual has presented Benny Goodman and his orchestra from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook on Route 23, the North Compton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, just 15 miles from New York. Your announcer has been Frank Dunn. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
88.7 KRVS, public radio for Acadiana, and on the internet from KRVS.org. From 1941, there was Benny Goodman. And 1 o'clock jump, Sid Catlett on the drums. And the set opened up with Roll'em, another radio broadcast. And both of those cuts featuring, at the time, his Mr. Goodman's drummer, Big Sid Catlett. And those done out in the field with it was top-of-the-line equipment at the time, but still sometimes the audience was maybe drowning out some of the music, or mic wasn't aimed quite in the right direction. So now we'll go to the perfect studio recording sessions of Helen Forrest when she was with Benny Goodman also in the 1940s. And they'll do for us Benny Goodman, Helen Forrest on the Big Band Swings program, How High the Moon. Good evening. I'm Lee Klein Peter, your host for the Big Band Swings program, and I want to thank you for all the help, all the outpouring of comments, and all the pledges made during our recent fundraiser. Thank you so much. And remember, if you had missed it, maybe you were on a vacation or something had happened, then you're back and you say, oh, the fundraiser, that's right, I didn't get to give to that. Well, you know what? I'll tell you a little secret. You could always go online right now and make yourself a pledge. It's easy to do. You'll find out about it at the website, krvs.org. While you're there, grab a podcast. Maybe pass it on to a friend somewhere around the globe and say, hey, you might enjoy these big band sounds, as Artie Shaw from his personal best. These are some selections. They've got 18 CD cuts on here. And supposedly, Mr. Shaw listened to a lot of his work, and he said, yeah, that's one of my favorites. And here we go, 18. We pick one of his favorites to do for us, Nocturne, Artie Shaw, with Strings. And that's not cheap. One of the most recognizable songs that Artie Shaw did was Begin the Begin. Here is Divine Begin with the, a remake of Begin the Begin. And now it's done by Django Reinhardt when he was hanging out in Brussels. Thank you. Well, always, there was Django Reinhardt playing with Stan Brenders and his band in 1942 in Brussels. And what always fascinates me is the fact that he is such a technically skilled and adept guitar player, and yet he's only got, because of injury and a fire when he was a younger man, he's only got the use of three fingers. And I'm not sure if that includes the thumb or not on his fretting hand, but still, a marvelous guitar work from, we always enjoy playing, Django Reinhardt on the Big Band Swings and Sways and Other Things show. And we will bring up vocalist Ella Fitzgerald, backed by Chick Webb, My Heart Belongs to Dad.
To call on young cuties, but now I find I'm more inclined to keep my mind on my duties. Since I began to share in such a sweet love affair, though I'm in love, I'm not above a date with a duke or a caddy. It's just a pose, 'cause my baby knows that my heart belongs to daddy. When some good scout invites me out to dine on some fine fin and haddie, my baby's sure his love is secure, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry daddy, dad. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart.
Probably got enough ideas up here to write a book. Connie Boswell sings it.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to oh, just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make
Connie Boswell. I Could Write a Book from pen of, that was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, right? Did I get that right? I think so. Yep. Fats Waller.
Fats Waller and his rhythm in their inimitable version of Until the Real Thing Comes Along.
I'd work for you. I'd slave for you. I'd be a beggar or a knave for you.
What is a knave anyway?
If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you.
Yeah, I'm strong, baby, plenty strong,
to prove my love and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do.
Until the real thing comes along.
With all the words dear at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say?
What do you want me to do, rob a bank?
Well, listen, I tell you, I'd sigh for you, yeah. Cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, well, skip it. It'll have to do.
Until the real thing comes along. That's the real thing, so help me.
And now, the Fats Waller music goes to work in another tune recently recorded by Victor. This one, a composition of Fats Waller himself. Crazy About My Baby.
Yes, 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 it is. My. World's most happy creature, tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby. Baby, crazy about me. Miss Cupid was the teacher. And the reason we agree, I'm crazy about my baby. Baby, crazy about me. Toss and get that book. Hold it in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. You can understand. It's made one combination. Perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby. Baby, crazy about me. Yeah.
About
the offspring, the Magic Key program on the National Broadcasting Company Radio Network in 1936 with Fats Waller. I'm Lee Kleinpeter, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell in the Avocado Room for a lovely evening. On the air, 88.7 Broadcast Radio in HD and on the web at krvs.org. Coming your way from the University of Louisiana, Lafayette. I'm Lee, if I didn't already say that, and I thank you so much. Thank you for the fundraiser help. We really appreciate that. Anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
This is Terry Gross, the host of NPR's Fresh Air. You can wake up to a collection of the week's best Fresh Air interviews and reviews on Saturday mornings. Join us for Fresh Air Weekend from NPR, Saturdays at 6 a.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
We're live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana, every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30. Hi, this is Barry Unsley inviting you to join us right here on KRVS for the Rendezvous des Cajuns every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30 with great Cajun music, Zydeco, lots of other regional music, stories, commentary, and who knows what else, because we are live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Are you mad? You can't do the Irving Bell story in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah? The small time, the tank towns, I played them all. I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too.
St. Louis. Minneapolis.
For my next number, I'd like to do an imitation of a Bell brand corn chip.
Philadelphia. New York.
A Bell brand potato chip on my shoe?
You haven't seen them work yet. Go get them, Irving. I'm crisp and I'm delicious.
Sorry.
Sure, there were hard times.
A potato chip in show business don't make me laugh.
Sure, there was heartbreak.
Sorry, we just gave the part to a pretzel.
Then, one night in my dressing room in a theater in San Francisco.
Quick, the number one potato chip has broken its leg. Get out there, Bell.
You mean?
Go get...